Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. It's actually almost been a year since I spoke to the Constitution Party, and that speech is out there. You're more than welcome to go look at it. I think it was titled Holding Government Accountable. And as far as I know, as I look at that speech, it seems like a year has gone by, or maybe I should say we've wasted a year. The problem with parties is that they're not very responsive. And so one of the things that I highly recommend for the Constitution Party is that they create or make changes to their bylaws that allow them to engage quickly in crisis and so forth, so that they can, you know, act, react, and or take direct action, getting involved, what have you. So, excuse me. One of the things that I'm hoping, and actually I'm going to be interviewing a person from the, and actually I believe he's the chair of the IAP, Independent American Party. And so I'm going to get into the history because there's a lot of the stuff I don't know, but I'm hoping to get into all of this. But it seems like what we have is we have a party that kind of was created back in the time where, let's just say, the movement for the Constitution Party, people taking the opposite direction from Reagan, as well as Bush Sr. And so we'll get into that. But if you look at the Constitution Party, it kind of broke away in 1991. The Libertarian Party broke away in 1971. And look at how long the Libertarian Party has been broken away. It's been 50 years, right? It's a 50-year anniversary right now, this year. Well, the fact of the matter is, they're no closer to penetrating the monopoly that the Democrat and Republican Party has created. And this is why, if you listen to some of the talk or some of things I state to the Constitution Party, they have to start going down this path of teaching people and actually doing things that shake it up. It is paramount that people start understanding how far we have drifted from the choosing of the president to the enumerated powers to treaties and so forth. Almost everything within the Constitution, as we've read through the ratification debates, almost everything is tied to the enumerated powers. If it is not enumerated, they cannot meddle with it. It's that simple. But one of the things that we also have to emphasize is that it is the state's responsibility to ensure that those boundaries are being maintained. And a long time ago, the federal government came along and said, you know what, we're going to do this, and if you let us do this, we're going to give you money. And so they were so happy at the state level to say, oh yeah, this would be great, kind of signing up the states to enslave them. But the reality is, because they never followed the Article 5 process, what they did was unconstitutional on both sides. The states must demand that the federal government always use the Article 5 process in assuming any new role, responsibility, or power. It's that simple. It really is that simple. Got to keep your mind focused on the one thing that the Constitution really is. It's not some noble guide of governance. It is a compact, and the only parties to that compact are the states. And so the states have to have the final say as to whether you can do that or not. And so this is why we actually have to boil to a point where the states stand up and say, we never gave you all of these powers. We never gave you the authority to go beyond these enumerated powers for spending money. This debt you have created, you are responsible for. And we will gather you all up and send you to the winds, to where those people who want their pound of flesh, whether that be China, whether that be Britain, I don't care. All of these people that have been responsible, from the Federal Reserve, the federal government, Congress, the president, it doesn't matter. If they are responsible for assuming debt, they all should be sent out. Which means Trump's responsible as well. Which means Bush, Clinton, all of these people who were signing and moving along, basically selling your future and undermining our Constitution, basically selling us downriver and undermining our Constitution. Don't want to get my metaphors mixed too much here. Anyway, so we got marketing. And one of the things before we get into it, this is why it's kind of come to surface here, I would implore, I would beseech, I would apply, or I would appeal to your better judgments in taking the time in watching that video of holding government accountable in my speech to the Constitution Party. It's on Reclaiming the Republic on YouTube. So if you go to our Reclaiming the Republic YouTube channel and look at that video, watch that. I actually kind of lay it out, because this is what I've been saying over the past year. Plus, I've been saying this for longer than that. I have been saying that the Constitution Party really needs to stand up and take the high ground. They need to get to the top of the mountain, and they need to do it quickly. And this is why I was saying at the very beginning, the bylaws don't allow them to do some of that stuff. They need to change their bylaws. They actually have to have an emergency convention to actually embed some of the things that they need to be able to do looking forward. You cannot allow your bylaws, your archaic bylaws, to basically bind you down to where you become completely ineffective. I mean, come on. The election has been over for almost a year now, and I don't think the Constitution Party has obtained, one, the credibility, the notoriety, or whatever you want to call it, in the electorate's eyes. And it's unfortunate, because there's been a lot of people within the electorate who have been disenfranchised by the Republicans as well as the Democrats on both sides of the party spectrum. This is where I believe the Constitution Party could have harvested a lot of people. Now, can they still? Yeah, they can. But they're losing time, because over time, people become indifferent, or they just start going down a different path, and that's what they do. And, you know, capturing them at that point of frustration is critical. Now, I do say that, you know, Biden is creating a lot of marketing and opportunities, which is great for me to poke you in the eye. It's great for a party, if they're at the top of the mountain, to be able to say, you know, look up here, look where we stand, and why is it you're not standing with us? Anyway, one of the things I probably want to get into, and I want to go through this again, because we went through this last summer before I get into the state enabling acts, is I kind of want to give a brief explanation. And when I say brief, maybe a couple of episodes, a few, maybe a week at the most, of going through how can you start moving towards a constitutional county? What can you do, and how can you do this? And so we'll probably be getting into that once we're done with some marketing here. As you know, this show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org as well as ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. You are listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. Now, I've told you about this. Have you gone to constitutioneducation.us? It's Keith Broder's constitutional classes. Go take a look, some tests, quizzes, and what have you. Go take a look. It's free, and there's no tracking. I mean, I don't think Keith has got any malware or anything like that on his domain or website. But check it out. If you're looking to give your children and or friends and associates some education on the Constitution, just because you just shake your head because they don't know enough. And we all know that America needs to know more about the Constitution. Anyway, check it out. It is at Constitution Education. That's one word, constitutioneducation.us. Timber Nation, are you looking for some hardwood furnishings? Are you looking to get some functionality, look to replace the particle board with the plastic vinyl paper on the outside that makes it look like wood or what have you? Or maybe it's all just painted black because of the, not painted, but it comes with that black plastic wrap around the particle board. If you're looking for hardwood, for quality hardwood furniture, TimberNation.com. And folks, I'm not endorsed, or I'm not paid. These are not paid endorsements. I just want you to understand this, that these are actual, Keith is a very smart guy. He does really good at educating people. And Timber Nation does an awesome job in providing you with hardwood furnishings. So go check them out, TimberNation.com. We'll finish up the obligatories when we come back from the break. Thank you so much. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so as we were just going through the obligatories and pointing out that there are some products and companies out there that are definitely worth supporting, and the radio dust covers, if you've got audio gear, if you've got electronics, something that you need to protect, go check out radiodustcovers.com. I can tell you that this is where you can actually protect your stuff from dust and other things in the air, whether they be metallic or what have you. A lot of times, it's just if it's dander and dust, it will just cause your equipment to overheat. But sometimes you actually might have metal particulates or what have you,
or it might be something to, like a powder and or a dust that would cause ants to come in. And the last thing you want walking on your motherboard when your computer is working is ants walking along, because they conduct electricity. And we've actually seen computers fry from having ants attacking your computer because they think that there might be some sugar dust in there because they found some on your fan or what have you. So anyway, we've got Red Pill Expo coming up, and it is the first weekend. I believe it's the 5th and 6th, which I'm going to take a quick look at the calendar because I'm not the best at that. Yep, 5th, 6th, and 7th. So you want to be there. Registration, I believe, is the 5th, and the 6th and 7th is where you will actually be overwhelmed with content and information. So with that, we also want to kind of point out a couple of things that I think is kind of ironic. Russia is shutting down, but watch how they shut down because of the spike in COVID. They're shutting everybody down. And watch how they manage everything coming back, because they are already a totalitarian state. And watch how it just seems like the way the media will, you know, spin it, they will probably spin it as an exemplary. Because if you remember, well, a lot of you probably don't, but there are a few people that are still alive that remember World War II and how the propaganda and the press kept on, you know, idolizing, you know, the socialistic states. And I believe it was Dewey, who was a part of FDR's administration, went over and said, Russia's the best. I mean, the way they have control over everything, it is just, that's the ideal government. So let's, and that's been the perception of mainstream media. You got to remember that the statist mentality is throughout the United States. Every military commander, every general, every single one of them are statists because they believe that they have to have that level of control. Now, let's kind of move forward a little bit. Actually, one more thing. In-N-Out. Anybody know anything about In-N-Out? Most people know because you've been to California. It is a burger franchise. And they have this long-time, you know, tradition of putting biblical scriptures on their cups and on their paperware that they hand out with their merchandise. And so they have been very Christian, and they've always had a hard stance on Christian things. And if you haven't heard, they're actually taking a stand against the California vaccine mandate. They refuse to make their people actually, and because you got to understand, In-N-Out does not have any contracts with the federal government. So one of the things that the federal government is doing is if you have a contract with them, you will suffer to lose your contract if you do not use these mandates that they're ramming down through the Department of Labor. Now, when you look at all of these executive departments, people go, well, they seem on their own merit to be, yeah, the Department of Labor, what's wrong with that? Well, first off, it's not enumerated. Second off, when they create a department, they also create with it the ability to enforce. And now that they've created all of these departments that cover almost every facet of our life, all unconstitutional, now they're regulating us and they're using these departments to help propel their totalitarian state or their migration towards totalitarianism. So this is why we absolutely have to get our state legislators to take a stand and force the federal government back into compliance. You have to start learning and understanding Republic Review. We do not go through Republic Review enough. That's just because I think it's simple enough. If you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, it's right there on our homepage. Right there. The first thing you get to republicreview.org or reclaimingtherepublic.org, right there is the irrefutable argument and the bullet process of Republic Review. And if you go to the Constitutional Articles page, you can download these things. So anyway, As you know, we've got a comment line, 425-270-5416. So let's get back into what G. Edward Griffin has been reporting, because I still think that these are very important that you understand what the heck's going on. G. Edward Griffin reported in his Need to Know News, 400,000 migrants expected to enter the U.S. in October. That's half a million. Republican governors hope to slow the surge. Trump invoked the Title 42 to rapidly deport migrant families apprehended at the U.S.-Mexican border at the beginning of the so-called coronavirus pandemic. Then a court ruled that the Title 42 could no longer be used, prompting Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, I guess that's an appointment, sounds kind of Russian, but, you know, Biden's all about communists, right? Anyway, he's basically asked the top DHS officials if they were prepared for up to a half a million people to try to enter into the U.S. in October. Then appeals court in Washington overturned the ban on Title 42, but the Biden administration is countering that appeal and the ruling so that they can continue to allow these invaders into our country. Customs and Border Protection apprehended almost a quarter million migrants at the border in just July and 200,000 in August. Okay, so if they're apprehending a quarter million, how many people are getting through the wire? Now, I was just on a Rumble show, and the host of Freedom Not Tyranny basically stated that he has friends that are working within the Border Patrol, INS, and so forth. And they're stating that what comes through, whether it be drugs and or people or what have you, is usually three times more what they're catching, three to five times more. So are we really looking at a half a million a month at a clip? And in October, if the numbers go down, does that mean that we really didn't have that many? No, that's only how many they're apprehending. You know, that surge, this invasion goes 24/7. And those people that can't get their timing right, that, you know, happens to, you know, invade our country while we've got Border Patrol on watch or in the area where they happen to be crossing, then guess what? They're going to be apprehended. But here's the reality. They're still allowing them. It's a catch and release. They're allowing them to come into the United States. Anyway, so in August, a 21-year high, Panama's foreign minister warned in an interview that up to 60,000 migrants, many of Haitian origin, are passing through the Central American country bound for the U.S. Meanwhile, Republican governors released a 10-point border security plan that includes keeping Title 42, resuming deportation of all foreign criminals, and terminating the catch-and-release policy. Many of the governors have deployed their own state National Guard troops to the Texas border and want the federal government to reimburse them for those costs. What do you mean? They want them. They should demand them. It is the federal government's responsibility to get all the militia, not the National Guard, all the militia down on that border to repel the invasion. This is what we've been going through, and this is why we have this petition. This is why we need to demand that Congress be removed. Every congressman that is not standing on their desk demanding the militia be called forth to be deployed on that southern border, all of them, if they're not doing that, they should be removed, because they are failing in protecting this nation in the essential things that the Constitution calls for, repelling the invasion and how to repel it. It's not that the system has failed. It's not that the Constitution has failed in repelling the invasion. Not at all. The fact of the matter is they're not even following the Constitution. So who do you blame? You have to blame them. You have to blame Congress for failing to support the Constitution and abiding by the actual dictates in the Constitution. It says that they must repel invasions. That's the problem. You get them to start using different words than what they really are, such as immigration, and next thing you know, they're making it up as they go along, just like a bunch of kids, right? Okay, so the next story, G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News, Francis Collins, director of the National Institutes of Health, announced his resignation just weeks, after The Intercept exposed documents showing that he made untruthful comments about U.S. federal funding of gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute. Well, as you know, coming into a break, but most people already kind of know this, but the fact of the matter is, even though these guys may resign, they do that so that they can quickly go and scurry underneath the rocks and hide in the woodwork. We need to make sure we start keeping a list of all of these culprits who violated their oath. And anyway, we'll be right back after this.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Okay, so back to what we were just going through. Francis Collins, director of the National Institutes of Health, G. Edward Griffin Needs No News, reports that he announced his resignation just weeks after The Intercept exposed these documents. And this is when I started going down this rant and tirade that every single person like this that has scurried away and has gone and hid under the rocks and in the woodwork, there needs to be a name, or we need to start keeping track of all of these names so that we know when we finally get accountability to government, we can go after those culprits who were so far outside of their bounds in instigating tyranny amongst the people, taking away our rights, taking away our liberties unconstitutionally, then in so doing, we can actually pursue justice. And at the opportunity, if it arises, the opportunity of mercy. Now, if these guys flip, if they, were very contrite and they say, I was doing what I was told, They had my family hostage or something like that. Nine times out of ten, every single one of these culprits, are being blackmailed because of their bad behavior, like Hillary and Bill Clinton constantly have to be concerned and actively going after anybody that might possess information that can blackmail them.
they came up with the security posturing that says, if anybody's been exposed to my bad behavior, they must be killed. That's why there's such a large death count. That, you know, if you look at the association of all the people who have died associated to the Clintons, their administration, and everything else, it's just a coincidence that that many people have died. Even though throughout the history of presidents, throughout the history of the United States and presidents, there is still never that big of a death toll behind any other president. Well, maybe Obama might be there. I don't know. But anyway, let's move on. So this is where this was all coming forth, where he actually took U.S. funds for gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute. That's where we got cut off. For the Institute of Virology. Collins frequently appeared on television where he called for children to wear masks in schools while blaming unvaccinated Americans for the continuation of the so-called pandemic. Now, we know just as well as, I mean, if you're not vaxxed, that doesn't mean that you're a carrier. It's just, it means that you don't have the card. It means that they can make you out to be the villain. The reality is, and the statistics are coming in, that if the vaccine is actually causing, and it's shedding and causing more problems and killing people. Collins advised religious Americans who were and are hesitant about the coronavirus vaccine to think of it as a miraculous answer to their prayers. J. Edward Griffin Need to Know News is reporting, and this is kind of interesting, the IT systems of banks in six countries, New Zealand, UK, Japan, South Africa, Venezuela, and Mexico, have experienced outages causing problems for tens of millions of people who rely on digital banking. New Zealand most recently experienced a DDoS attacks. In a DDoS attack, hackers overwhelm a site by gaining huge numbers of bots to connect to it all at once, rendering it inaccessible. It's called the denial of service, is what that is. And so servers are not breached, data is not stolen, but it causes a disruption. That's what's happened with us. There have been times where I've tried to connect to the server for broadcasting here with Red State Talk Radio, and we just could not connect. And so at that point in time, the only thing that made any sense is a denial of service attack that was going on. And whenever you criticize and you really start focusing on China, that's when they will bring you down, because they don't want that kind of railing. They don't want that kind of exposure, especially, you know, the constant exposure and the ranting and getting people all upset about what China is doing and informed of what they're doing as well. In September, Mexico's largest bank, the BBVA Mexico, had a failure that left 24 million account holders unable to use ATMs, mobile apps, or in-store payments for 20 hours. Almost a whole day. Now, just remember, this is because people are dependent on digital banking. Now, what would happen if people weren't dependent on digital banking? Well, they would have to inconvenience themselves and actually, you know, go down to the bank and withdraw money and make sure that they have the right amount of cash on them, or they make their payments via check by, you know, sending that check in the mail instead of doing it digitally. That's how we survived for years and years, and we didn't have these kinds of problems. As a matter of fact, banking problems were almost, you know, non-existent. As they started growing and expanding some of the services, it seemed innocuous. But today, so many people are so dependent on not having to touch money that it's almost like they're giving up on their own property rights. Folks, if you cannot hold your money in your hands and put it under your bed, put it in your drawer, or put it where you want to physically put your property, then you are losing your property rights without you even knowing it, because they're convincing you. They're convincing you that those digits on that computer, that's yours. You have that. And it doesn't take much for either a hacker or even government or a collector to convince the bank to surrender your property. It doesn't take much. As a matter of fact, they bend at the whims. And so how easy is it when you're actually holding that money? It is sitting in your house or in your under your bed or what have you, in a safety deposit box, what have you. You don't necessarily have to have electronic money. And you know it's sitting in that vault in that bank, and you go get it when you need it. Do not allow the government and this trend of getting you to surrender your property, because your money is your property. Do not forget that. Other Mexican banks have also had internal problems with computer systems. In July, websites of Lloyds, HSBC, Tesco Bank, Bank of Scotland, Halifax, and Barclays were brought down by a global internet outage allegedly caused by a botched software update at hosting service Akamai. Now, I don't know if that's the networking company, because I'm not sure if that's spelt correctly. But anyway, this article contains more examples of digital technology that has broken down in banks. So you need to go and check out this article on G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. Here's one on Medicare. Medicare data shows that 60%, good old Medicare, right? 60% of senior citizens' COVID hospitalizations were fully vaxxed. A presentation last week for Project Salus on artificial intelligence-based COVID program of the Department of Defense reported the findings from a sample of 5.6 million Medicare recipients, 80% of whom were over 65. The report blamed the Delta variant for increasing COVID-19 cases fivefold in the over 65 population and stated 60% of senior citizens hospitalized with COVID were fully vaccinated in the week ending August 7th. Now, the question is, are these really Delta variants? Are they going down and they're proving for each instance, because they're doing all the lab work on every particular case? Are they just saying, no, this is a Delta? And why a Delta variant? Or is this a gain-of-function type of behavior that we're seeing in this virus? The fact of the matter is, this is biological warfare. Do not forget this. This was deliberately developed with U.S. dollars in China and released in China to come to the United States and every nation in the world. Just want you to, you know, understand the origins of all of this, that this was all manipulation. This was not something that just happened. And, oh boy, we're really sorry that, you know, that bat flew into that, you know, market and bit somebody. And next thing you know, it's just a world pandemic. No, this was all concocted and funded by the U.S. tax dollars and developed in the Chinese Communist Party, you know, lab right there in Wuhan. New York attorney and medical freedom advocate Thomas Renz, who uncovered the DOD documents, said, quote, even with this high of number 60%, the real number is absolutely higher due to the skewed methods of how the government determines who was vaccinated. They are not including those that received one dose, only those that received two doses, and a 14-day window has passed. So, in other words, if you go in and you receive your first dose, and then you get sick, you got the Delta variant from that dose, that's you're not counted as vaccinated. So what are the real numbers? And why is it that we can't have the truth out of our own government? It's an indictment when they are lying to us. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so and I actually know a young man who is very concerned. He's 18, or he's turning 18 this in less than a year, and he's very, very concerned about going and receiving his vaccination. He has not been vaccinated, and he doesn't know what to do. And the fact of the matter is many people, as they start looking at what the vaccination is doing, especially to young men, you know, and he actually has a heart problem. And and as you notice, or as I have noticed, some of these medical exemptions that people are applying for, even though there may be a trend, they're not accepting these things. Most medical exemptions are being denied by the government. And guess what? It's not that they have any medical training whatsoever. I mean, if you allowed the doctors to say, yeah, that person should have a med, because these medical exemptions are coming from doctors that we know of. And we're actually seeing doctors write medical exemptions that bureaucrats are saying no to. Now, I just want to be kind of clear on this. If you didn't know, when you have a prescription or a process or procedure or some type of service from your health insurance company denied, you can challenge that. And as a matter of fact, if you actually do the due diligence and find out who was sitting on the board that denied you that medication, that treatment, what have you, and if not all of those people had a medical background, you can challenge the veracity of that denial, because they're supposed to be employing, and these decisions are supposed to be made by medically trained people, not bean counters. And nine times out of ten, your insurance company is using a bean counter to deny you of treatment and services instead of somebody with medical, you know, credentials and medical profession. Why is that? Because bean counters are cheaper than somebody with a medical degree. Remember, not all labor is equal, even though the communists want to get you to believe that. Not all labor is equal. Now, let me requote this again. And this is, again, Thomas Rentz, who is a attorney in New York, and he is an advocate for medical freedom. This is what he said. Even with this high number of 60%, the real number is absolutely higher due to the skewed methods of how the government determines who is vaccinated. They are not including those that received a first dose, only those that received the second dose, and only after a 14-day window has passed are you considered, quote-unquote, vaccinated. And now Biden is saying boosters plus two shots will put you on the fully vaccinated list. They're moving the goalpost as we speak. The claim that COVID is a pandemic of the unvaccinated is a blatant lie. And it's that simple, because what they have done is they have created a vaccine that is now perpetrating and helping propagate the existence of COVID and going beyond the herd immunity standards that typical viruses run. They hit their end of life because the herd has become immune. Anyway, I remember mentioning this before. And so there was this Republican, Nancy Mace, who actually went out during a speech, and this is what she said, quote, "If we want to get independents, moderates, even a few Democrats to come and be with us and join us in the midterms and vote for our candidates and our nominee in 2024, then we have to have an agenda of solutions." Well, if you start looking at what we're going to be pushing forward in 2022, you're going to love our agenda of solutions. We demand a Bill of Rights for the 21st century. It is about time that people's lives and the people's property is being protected and no longer ignored by our government. The reason we left California is because our property and our life meant less than allowing illegal aliens to come in and do what they must do whatever they do. Even if they're breaking laws, they still turn their heads because they need the illegal aliens to continually bolster their ranks for voting for communism, for the handouts. That's what happens when you create a dependent class who doesn't speak English. They're dependent on who's translating what's really going on. And there is the flow of information. Whoever controls that is king. But the fact of the matter is that these invaders, they don't have a right to vote. And what these states and what these politicians and bureaucrats are doing is just repugnant. They should be arrested and thrown in jail, and they should lose their rights of voting themselves. There needs to be a full audit. There needs to be a full audit, not just of the, you got to start with the voter ranks. You actually have to start there to say, none of these people over here have a right to vote. They're not even U.S. citizens. And you start expunging all of those non-citizens out of the registered voting pool. And then you start going through and looking at all of the votes that possibly were cast by them, duplicate votes, and all these other nefarious votes, and or not even votes, but numbers that have been manipulated by algorithms. Folks, we got to get back to precincts and paper voting. We need to restore the integrity of the voting process. We have to take this serious. It's not about an inconvenience anymore. You need to take a day off, go down to your precinct, stand in line, and vote on a piece of paper so that it is counted and it is tracked. The life of the ballot is actually essential, not allowing it to get into a digital form. Period. And we should never be seeing numbers that jump from one candidate to another candidate in blocks of hundreds of thousands, like what we saw with Elder and Newsom, or what we saw with Trump and Biden, where all of a sudden Elder's numbers just went over to Newsom, or Trump's numbers, 500,000 went over to Biden. Folks, we have to start standing up and demanding that we have an election system that is completely unimpeachable, that we there's no way we have any fraud. We cannot allow not even a bit of fraud to exist within our system. Anyway, so Nancy Mace went on and said that currently people, even Democrats, are shocked by the turn they're seeing with how Joe Biden has chosen to govern the country. Quote, many Democrats voted for Biden, believed he was going to be a very moderate milquetoast vanilla Joe, right? He has not been that. He's a socialist Joe now, said Mace. She added, on some wealthy politicians have no idea how hard it is for the rest of the country to work. Quote, we need to have the voice of Americans who put their hands in work and understand the value of work, understand what it, you know, actually, I disagree with her. We need to have Americans understand the Constitution and the rights it protects. This is why we need you to start getting involved in the local elections. Work your way from the county or state legislature. Get there. If you can do it, you need to do it, especially if you have a rhino in your county or in your legislative district. Do not allow rhinos to continually perpetrate the crimes of bad laws upon the people of this great republic. After weeks of wrangling, and this is really regarding this monstrosity of this infrastructure bill. After weeks of wrangling and division, Democrats may be coming together over Joe Biden's partisan spending plan. On Tuesday, Biden met with progressives. So just yesterday, Biden met with progressives of the House Democrat Caucus to discuss the scaled-down reconciliation package. Originally $3.5 trillion, Biden has been made to reduce it by nearly half of that to $2 trillion. Washington's Democrat-Republican Pramila Jayapal, who leads the House Progressives, said she wanted to spend more. However, she said she's happy to accept a cut in the cost to get measures passed with the support of moderate senators. It's not the number that we want. We have consistently tried to make it as high as possible. In other words, there's no dollar that they're not willing to spend to destroy this nation. But at the end of the day, the idea that we can do these programs, a multitude of programs, and actually get them going so that they deliver immediate transformational benefits to people is what we're focused on. When they say transformational, they're actually talking about creating entitlements. They're talking about moving people away from being producers and becoming dependent on the government. Because the more and more they move people from the working sector to the public sector to receiving entitlements, is the faster and the quick it is the most expedient way they can destroy, there's the best word, it is the most expedient way they can destroy this nation. They are working to destroy our constitutional republic, friends. And what is it going to take? Here it is. Here's the final question for you. What is it going to take for you to get involved? As you stand idly by and watch all of this crap happening, what's it going to take? I'm J.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic. And we need your help. God bless. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing.